highlandradio.com on email. Now, the disappearance of a Donegal man has been solved following an extensive 30-year investigation. And we have on the line one of the people who was central in putting the pieces together, Michael Leonard. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, this is an interesting story. You were watching Crimeline one night and there was an appeal out to try and identify the body of a man who was found in a grave in County Meath. Tell us the story of the programme and what you saw.
Well, I happened to be watching Crimeline that night, and a crime call, and they spoke about this body that was found in County Meath 30 years previous. So they exhumed the body. It was an open. They reopened the case again to try to get a DNA, and they got an artist in to do an artist's impression of the deceased from photographs that they would have taken 30 years previous. So when they put the artist's impression up on the screen, when I looked at it, the first man came into my head was Paul McGinty from Charles. I couldn't believe it.
And you would have known Paul's sister Eileen, and she was your next port of call?
My brother was the next port of call, because my brother would have lived in England with Paul. And he had returned back to Ireland to live again. So I went online the next morning, actually, and I Googled it, and I got all the details up online, and I got the photograph of the portrait as well, and I took a screenshot of that. So I started writing down the details of his size, height, weight, their age, and so his age and so on. So later on that day, I went down to the brother, who he would have known personally, like down the years. So we started comparing things, and he started remembering back then from the time that he went missing. And I have to say a big thank you to him, because he had wonderful memory. He was fit to remember back exactly when he went missing, the night he went missing. He could even remember when the police station that he was reported missing in over in Coventry. So, I mean, he is to be thanked big time on that one, you know.
And this is 31 so, years ago. Paul went missing in April of 1991.
That was 31 years ago. Yeah. So, I mean, there was too many things connecting in the case, you know. So my next protocol was I had to go to Eileen. And I went to Eileen because I would be very friendly with her. I would call into her actually every couple of days, you know, or a couple of times a week. And I went into her anyhow, and I said to her, Eileen, I want to show you something. Never said nothing about anything. Mm-hmm. So I got the screenshot up on my phone, and I handed her the phone, and when she looked at it, she says, oh my God, she says, that's our Paul. So it was just unbelievable.
So you then...
So I said to Eileen, look at, I says, I need your permission here. I says, is this all right that I ring this in the crime call? Because I says, we are 95% sure that this is Paul, like, you know.
Yeah. And she verified that.
To crime call then, and they handed the whole thing over to crime call then.
The upshot of it was there has been an inquest, which I believe Eileen attended, and the body has now been formally identified
it
as
that.
It
has been formally identified on Monday, yes. Now, I'm actually in with Eileen here at the moment, visiting her.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, and pass on our best wishes to Eileen. And I'm sure it's some comfort to Eileen. I'm sure Eileen suspected that the news wasn't great with regards to Paul and with regards to Paul's health and well-being. It must be some comfort to Eileen that she now knows that, you know, there is a grave to visit, and she knows what happened. And I'm sure these questions that Eileen has had for 31 years have at least now been answered.
Well, it's closure, you know. She was at the inquest on Monday, and they went to the grave then. So the it was really a hard time on her, you know, a hard day on her. So at least it's closure now, you know.
Well, Michael, fair play to yourself for the work you and your brother did. And as I say, our best wishes to Eileen as well. And as we say, yes, I'm sure it's a sad thing to, you know, to confirm the death of a sibling. But at least there is a grave. At least there is that closure that you've spoken of. And you can be very, very proud of the role that you've played in bringing that closure to her. And it's good to be able to report on something like this because, you know, you have taken away a pain and a gnawing sense of emptiness, I'm sure, that was there for decades.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Michael, thank you indeed. And as I say, well done to yourself and your brother. Best wishes to Eileen. And the case of Paul McGinty, inquest on Monday has confirmed that indeed that body that was lying in a grave in Meath. Do we have any idea how Paul ended up in Meath? Has that been answered, or is there any indication of how he got
been
there?
Answered, but no, it hasn't. But the man that he lived with in Coventry, his daughter actually moved to Meath sometime previous to that. And we think that maybe that might have been the connection, you know.
So he may have gone over to visit,
Might have went over to visit or try to locate them or something, you know. But the man that he lived with was from County Meath, like, you know.
Yeah.
Whether that was the connection or not, we don't actually know, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but Mike, at least, look, at it has been confirmed now, you know.
And Michael,
she has closure on the whole thing.
As we say, thank you indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Michael Leonard there in Mount Charles with Eileen, as he said. Thank you indeed, Michael. And it's good to be able to report that, there is closure there and there are answers.